Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Orlando Magic and the Charlotte Hornets. Orlando comes in with a record of 21-32. Charlotte is 15-39 on the year. Over their last 10, Orlando is 5-5, won their last game. Charlotte, over that span 4-6, has lost 3 straight. Here are the numbers. Orlando comes in averaging 111.2 points per game. Charlotte, 112. Turnovers 14.5 per game for Orlando, 13.3 by Charlotte. Points allowed 14.5 by Orlando, so they have a negative differential of 3.3. Meanwhile, the Charlotte Hornets give up 118.6. They have a negative differential of 6.6, so exactly double the negative differential of Orlando. Shooting numbers, 47.1% from the field by Orlando, 45.1% by Charlotte. Charlotte shoots just 32.2% from long range. Orlando not much better, but better at 34.9%. Free throw shooting, 79% from the Magic, 75.4% by the Hornets. And the Hornets get 29.9 points per game from their bench. Orlando does better at 35.7% from its second squad. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The teams have split the first two games. This was a home game for the Hornets, who are without Kelly Oubre Jr. Cody Martin is likely out as well, listed as doubtful. Meanwhile, Orlando will be without Wendell Carter Jr. As for a matchup to look for here, I don't know if there is one. I think if you're Charlotte, you're going to try to slow down Banchero. That's obvious. If you are the Magic, you're going to see what you can do about limiting turnovers, because I think the only way you lose this game is if you turn the ball over and give the Hornets easy baskets. They're not a great offensive team, and they're a horrific defensive team, hence why they're one of the worst teams in the league. I think if you play a relatively clean game, if you're Orlando, you should win. So I think that would be my focus if I was coaching this squad. Play clean, play under control, let your talent do the talking. I expect the Magic to win this one. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Orlando and Charlotte. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Orlando Magic and the Charlotte Hornets. The lines opened up with the Hornets being favored by 1, and that's what remains going into this game Sunday afternoon. So it's Hornets minus 1, and the over-under is at 235.5. The Magic coming into this game, they're 21-32 on the season, 30-22-1 though against the spread with 28 overs, 25 unders, but they're 8-19 on the road this season. And the reason why they're so good against the spread is because they're always underdogs. They're always getting like 9 or 10 points on the road, and they're always just finding ways to backdoor cover. So they've been winning a lot against the spread, but the Magic, they're on a road trip right now. They're 2-1 overall, so they're playing a lot better. 1-2 against the spread with 3 unders in that span. But also the Magic, they're 15-3 against the spread in the last 18 playing after an off day. So they had off last night, and usually when they have an off day, they get rested and they start to play really well. And that's also why the Magic are so good against the spread. They just capitalize in terms of the spread after an off day. So they're a tough team to really just blow out. That's why a lot of times when they're favored by underdogs by like 9 or 10 points, they backdoor cover. They just have enough skill to get you within those 10 points. On the other hand, though, the Hornets, they're 15-39 on the season, 23-28-3 against the spread with 27 overs, 26 unders, and 1 push. They're 7-16 at home, and we've been mentioning this a lot on the betting previews, that this is a season that was supposed to be the next step of their rebuild, and it has just completely fallen apart for the Hornets. They have had a terrible year. The Hornets are also coming back from a road trip in which they went 0-3 on that road trip, 1-2, though, against the spreads with 3 unders in that time, and also the under has hit 4 straight times after an off day for the Hornets. And also the Hornets under has hit 4 out of their last 5 games. So they've done nothing but hit the under and lose games. So I like the Magic actually to win this game outright. So you can probably just get them at a nice number on the money line. Or you could be extra safe and give yourself that 1 point for the Magic on the road. But I like the Magic to win this game outright. And I got to stick with the under just because I can't trust the Hornets. They've been hitting tons of unders lately. I know it's not great news for betting on the overs, but I can't trust the Hornets to hit any over under. For more NFL and NBA betting previews into the Sports Betting Stack, I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Orlando Magic and the Charlotte Hornets.